right, welcome back to it. It's the No Panic Zone. I love freedom. I do. I love freedom, and I love to tell people about freedom, people that don't care so much about it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here on Thursday, May the 14th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Republicans have turned a blue district, Katie Hill's 25th Congressional District in California, red again, which is good news. It's been a dark and disturbing time for millions of Americans as well as an illness nobody's quite sure about, job losses and depression. We'll talk about that. Number two, in Michigan, Governor Whitmer facing an avalanche of lawsuits and bad press as the protests judge a bunch of racists and misogynists. And it's all really meaningless. Yep, that's it. And number one, speaking of Election Day, will it really be about President Donald Trump or is it something else? Could it be Joe Biden, his inability to focus? What about the Democrats' reckless idea of spending $3 trillion? What about the idea that Joe Biden, on the 12th of January, 2017, asked for Michael Flynn to be unmasked? And on that same day, there was an illegal leak to the Washington Post, a 10-year felony. It is to release that classified information. You know, Sniffin' Joe. Did he make a mistake here? And you look at all of the information now. The people that asked for Michael Flynn to be unmasked include Samantha Powers. Samantha Powers, who said under oath that she never, to Adam Schiff, by the way, that she never asked about Michael Flynn. She asked seven times about unmasking him. Seven times. James Comey asked for unmasking. Joe Biden, John Brennan, and the list goes on. So talking to some friends of mine in places of power in the corridors of Washington, I said, who's the weak link here? If there's something really wrong here, who is the weak link? Who is going to be the one that says, you know, I'll give you what you want just so I don't have to go to prison? And they all said the same thing. John Brennan, they believed, was the weak link. Now, I don't know if that turns out to be true, but it's interesting. John Brennan being the weak link here. And remember, just this week, Joe Biden said, I don't have any idea. I don't have any idea who was looking into Michael Flynn. I mean, I guess I knew something about it. He was on Good Morning America and with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, and he refused at first to admit that he was involved and said, I don't know anything about that. And then when pressed by Stephanopoulos, he says, oh, yeah, I thought you said something else. I thought you meant something else. I thought you were saying something, and of course he wasn't. It is bite number eight. I want you to hear this. It's important. It's telling because Joe Biden is going on about how Donald Trump is doing something wrong with the coronavirus, completely distracting from the question at hand, not answering the question at hand, dodging it completely. And Stephanopoulos goes, well, wait a second. You didn't answer the question. Could you focus, please? Here it is, bite number eight.
He hasn't done his job. This is all about diverting attention from the horrible way in which he has acted with what he did. We don't have coronavirus because of him, but we have the devastating impact of it because of his lack of a policy, his lack of action. It's all about diversion.
I do want to press that. You say you didn't know anything about it, but you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn over those conversations he had with the Russian ambassador Kislyak.
Now, I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was aware that there was that they asked for an investigation, but that's all I know about it. And I don't think anything else. Look,
I was aware there was an investigation. That's all I knew. Then why did you ask for that name to be unmasked on January 12th, the very day that the Washington Post received the information illegally that James Comey was the guy, that Michael Flynn was the guy? Also asking for him to be unmasked, James Comey, like I mentioned, John Brennan, Samantha Powers seven times. And here's what Samantha Powers said when asked about this from Adam Schiff in testimony under oath. I have no recollection of making a request related to General Flynn. Then Schiff says, okay, and I take it you never leaked Mr. Flynn's name in any way, General Flynn's name. I've never leaked classified information. I've never leaked names and have come back to me in highly compartmental process. And I have, in fact, never leaked even unclassified information. Well, she lied in the moment before that by saying she had never looked into it. She asked seven times, did Samantha Power. And you've got James Comey asking on the 15th of December, 2016, you know, just before he went and saw the then president-elect Donald Trump. Dennis McDonough, the chief of staff, asked on January 5th, 2017. That happens to be the day that they all met in the Oval Office. Interestingly, they all met in the Oval Office to discuss Michael Flynn. So obviously this leads back to the White House of Barack Obama. And then on the 12th of January, Joe Biden asked, even though he was in the meeting on the 5th, maybe he didn't remember. Or maybe he needed something else. But that same day, Michael Flynn's name was leaked to the Washington Post. Now, at that point, the election was over. Hillary Clinton had lost to Donald Trump. Maybe Joe Biden didn't conceive of the possibility that someday he would run for president. Maybe it never occurred to him that asking for the unmasking would be deeply dangerous and damaging. Maybe it never crossed his mind. But here's what I know now. After Catherine Herridge from CBS News, formerly of Fox, Catherine Herridge broke this story, she was under a withering attack. She was under a withering attack from Democrats and cohorts in the media. In fact, this huge scoop wasn't even on CBSNews.com's homepage. The CNN and MSNBC, as of late yesterday afternoon, had not even covered the story. Can you imagine if it was Donald Trump and his team meeting in the White House, in the Oval Office, asking for somebody to be unmasked, and then that person is revealed in the Washington Post? Would MSNBC and CNN and all those folks ignore the story then? I think you know that answer. But it is, it's the latest twist. And now you've got a case where Judge Sullivan in the case, instead of dismissing the charges against Flynn and moving on, because the Department of Justice says there's no case here, we were wrong. And Michael Flynn said, yes, I pleaded guilty, but it was to protect my son, who they threatened to put in jail. Judge Sullivan in this case has decided to bring on an anti-Trump lawyer to argue against that in front of him in open court, instead of just dismissing the case. Bizarre. Yeah, and Sullivan, by the way, back in 2018 in a bizarre rant in court, making comments that Michael Flynn had committed treason. That back in 2018. It's a bizarre turn. I don't believe he has legal standing because there's no dispute any longer between the government and the defendant. And it's never been finalized, this case. No sentence has been handed down. Therefore, the only prudent thing to do is to release Michael Flynn of any obligations to the court and to the country. Done. Judge Sullivan, in this case, wants to hang on. We're not sure why. We'll keep a close eye on it for you. Asking for amicus briefs. Friend of the court briefs, if you will. All right. Still to come on the program today, we're going to have James Taylor here, KT McFarland, Craig Stiles, and so much more. Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, joining us to talk about broadband and millions of dollars being spent in rural America to connect people by the Internet. It is 14 after on a Thursday. You're in the No Panic Zone. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The events of the last few weeks in the news and financial markets have us all wondering what the future holds. How long before we come out of this and life returns to normal? As we adjust to new terms like social distancing and working from home, Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services are taking steps to accommodate your financial questions and concerns. If you have a question about what your options are in these falling markets, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts. This has become a health emergency, and we need to take steps to keep ourselves safe, but this does not have to be a financial emergency that damages your outlook for retirement. We are here to help. To set up a video or phone consultation, call us at 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. safe. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.